By now, regular listeners to this program are familiar with my fondness for short stories. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick is here with two new collections of short stories, including one from an author that has a pretty cool fan. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Some of our listeners may remember that President Obama named Fates and Furies by Lauren Groff his favorite book of the year back in 2015. I wasn't crazy about Fates and Furies myself, but I'm a huge fan of her previous novel, Arcadia, set on a commune in upstate New York. All the well-deserved love for Groff's writing recently made her a finalist for the 2018 National Book Award for Fiction. All 11 stories in her new collection, Florida, are set in her home state, but it's not the sunny Florida of beach postcards. This Florida is filled with snakes, hurricanes, sinkholes, panthers, and even ghosts. My favorite story, Dog Go Wolf, is all about danger. Two little girls, age 4 and 7, have been left alone on a fishing island after their mother and boyfriend leave in a boat. Having led an itinerant shoestring life with their mother all along, the girls are pretty smart about survival, even managing to foil the attempts of a scary stranger to quote-unquote rescue them. The details of how they manage in the wilderness and the stories the big sister tells to help her little sister sleep create an otherworldly fairy tale effect. I like the way Katie Waldman put it in The New Yorker. Quote, she practices not quite magical realism, but a chaotic blurring or collapsing of the real and the imaginary, as if characters are simultaneously experiencing and dreaming everything that occurs. It's Groff's language that does it. The windows of suburban homes at night are, quote, domestic aquariums. The Spanish moss dangles from a tree like, quote, armpit hair. And Florida itself is an Eden of dangerous things. Speaking of outstanding writing, our second collection is Your Duck is My Duck by Deborah Eisenberg, whose every sentence practically vibrates with intelligence and humor. One of my favorites here is called Taj Mahal. It's about a group of old-time film stars who get together at a restaurant to discuss a new memoir that's been published in which every one of them appears. This annoying book has been written by a person they barely even remember, the grandson of a now-dead famous director they all worked with, and the author was just a child in the period he's writing about. Pure gossip and invention, they cry. Were any of them interviewed? Were any of them even contacted? No. The present-day story alternates with excerpts from the memoir, which says things like, quote, Coral Durant, despite 2 hip replacements and a dependence on painkillers, made a great success on Broadway as a wise grandmother. As you can imagine, Coral is not too happy with that. In the title story, Your Duck is My Duck, an artist is invited to spend a few months at a Mexican beach house owned by a rich New York couple, which they're hoping will become a kind of creative retreat. One of the other guests is a well-known puppeteer, but dread about the performance he is working on proves well-founded. We love to have artists working here, says the rich wife at intermission, during which some guests flee. It's an atmosphere that promotes experimentation. Sometimes things succeed and sometimes they fail. That's just how it works. You can feel the mistakes and stupidities of the Trump era rumbling beneath the surface of this book. In fact, one of them has an epigraph from our president. Quote, I know words. I have the best words. But unlike Barack Obama and Lauren Groff, I can say with certainty that Deborah Eisenberg's Your Duck is My Duck is not going to be our leader's favorite book of the year.
The books are Florida by Lauren Groff and Your Duck is My Duck by Deborah Eisenberg. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.